This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
I've been thinking a lot about the word move or movement. It seems like over the last 3 to 5 months, that word has come up a lot in and around my life. It actually started back in August and September while on sabbatical and pilgrimage in Spain. Certainly, movement was a big part of that time. I'm reminded once again, today of all days, of this word, and not just because I'm moving on from this place. Sometime at the beginning of Advent, the Episcopal Church, one of the sites that they have on Facebook, posted this helpful graphic. It was a graphic that beautifully represented the seasons of the liturgical year and the themes that go along with the seasons. And I have that picture here. Maybe some of you have seen it on Facebook. I'll be happy to show it to you all after the service. It's a circle, parted in half with different sections. And it's a great reminder, some 15 years into ordained ministry, of how thoughtful and clever the liturgical seasons are in retelling the story of our salvation and our part in retelling of this story. The year, of course, begins in Advent, a season of anticipation. And then Christmas, when we hear the stories of the Incarnation, followed by the Epiphany, the season of the revelation of Jesus Christ, which leads us to Lent, crucifixion, to the season of Pentecost and the Ascension, and then begins the telling of the stories of the people of God. This long season of what we call ordinary time, which typically happens from June to November. We move from season to season in the telling and the retelling of our stories that make us who we are, a journey of sorts. Two important parts, the stories of our God and the true nature of our God, who our God is, and then the stories of the people of God. Two parts, intertwined, inseparable. And I'm reminded once again today of why coming to church and being a part of a community like St. David's and gathering to hear these stories is so important. A Sunday where we have retold the story of the Incarnation, our Christmas story. It reminds me that we all have a part to play in the telling and the retelling of these stories through the Gospels and through music. To be reminded that we were created in love, from love, and for the purpose of love. You see, love is action. Love is a movement. Love requires the work of all who are gathered here. It is our divine purpose. We were born to move in love. Love for yourself, love of God, love of neighbor. Movement seems crucial to our basic survival. As someone who returned from a pilgrimage of walking, I can attest to the importance of movement for health and our own longevity. Movement is woven through the stories of our faith, from the stories of the Old Testament into the stories of the New Testament. The Spirit of God moved over the waters. The people of God walked for 40 years in the wilderness. From the moment Jesus was conceived in the womb, he was moving to visit Elizabeth, to Bethlehem. The shepherds and magi travel to see Jesus. The Holy Family travels to Egypt. The Holy Family travels to Jerusalem, to the temple. And in all this movement, God was there, calling, urging, present. The early church grew because it kept moving. When I chose to go on the Camino for a sabbatical, I did so because movement and pilgrimage has become such an important spiritual practice for me. It has become crucial to my health, mentally, physically, and spiritually. The Camino, of course, is like a metaphor for life. Everyone who walks it has his or own independent journey, just as all of us lead our own different lives. Sometimes you walk alone, sometimes you walk with others, but you're always literally moving forward. And it's also a metaphor for a walk with God. While on the Camino, pilgrims greet each other with the words Buen Camino, which means good Camino or good walk. And then alternately, they can use the Latin word Otrea, which means let's go forward, followed by the response Et Susea, let's go higher. The saying is rooted in the idea that we were made to move forward always, to persevere regardless of what life may bring, good or bad, but that we do so always grounded with a higher purpose for that which we were created, rooted in our divine purpose, rooted in love for God and for one another. Ultrea et Susea has become my new motto in life. It was on the Camino that I learned and discerned that God had called me to move on. And so here I am, Lord. This is by far one of the hardest, if not the hardest sermon I have written to date. I've said goodbyes before, but it seems like each time I do, it gets harder. Perhaps it's because after 15 years of ministry, I love what I do. It's the whole having to say goodbye thing. How difficult it is to leave a place I have called home for 4 years, where I have been graced with the privilege of sharing many joys and many sorrows. Do you need tissues too? Chuck has some. Where I've made so many friends. By the grace of God, your lives and mine have intersected for the last few years. Interestingly, I began my journey here as a seminarian, and I get to close my priesthood also here at St. David's like two bookends. We have journeyed together, and we have seen God at work. Sometimes I have been the teacher, and you have been the students. But very frequently, you have been the teachers, and I have learned from you. When I came here, I never expected how much you all would change me and help me grow into the priest I am today, and hopefully the bishop I will become. Love leaves a mark like that. And so I thank you for that. I have been so privileged to be invited into your lives, sometimes into the innermost moments of life where you were most vulnerable, moments of change, joy, loss, and of fragile hope. You shared your stories with me, sitting in my office or just over a conversation and coffee. You know I love coffee. Perhaps it was at your bedside in the hospital room. You have told me your stories. You have spoken of moral victories and of deepening faith. You have told me of your deep wounds and heavy burdens, and you've let me pray for you. I have learned and grown through these encounters with you, and you have taught and inspired me. You have made me part of your story, and you are now part of mine forever. I truly believe that I have been called from this place because of this place. We are part of our shared story of faith now and forever. I have not the slightest doubt that fruitful ministry will continue here at St. David's for years and years to come, just as it has for the last 175 years, because it is God, not me, who is at work among you. And God is faithful. Just as I entrust you to God, You can trust that God will lead me forward. God's work is not limited to this place or to this time. And you and I will both continue to grow even as we part ways. So this is a hard goodbye said in great hope. And so I leave you with these hopes and dreams. My first hope and prayer for all of you here at St. David's is that all of you would seek to grow in knowledge and wisdom so that your lives would be transformed more and more into God's vision for you, for your own divine purpose, so that you would be people who transform your corner of the world into the place God means it to be. Be children of light. This is a dark and scary world, as proven by the events of this new year. Don't contribute to that, but rather resist. Forgive, love, and be the change that is needed. Don't stop, and remember to love always. Second, my hope for you is that you never grow comfortable in life. Comfort breeds apathy and keeps us from doing God's work. It keeps us from moving forward. Stir up some good trouble. Or rather, I should say, continue to stir up good trouble. St. David's is really good at that. Thanks be to God. Stand by those that need you most. I personally fear for our immigrant brothers and sisters searching for safety in the coming months. Don't sit idly by. Continue to grow, to expand. Challenge yourself to be a beacon of hope for all of God's people. Expand God's table. Don't make it smaller. Goodbyes between friends are hard. Goodbyes are especially hard when ministry together has been so very good. I have loved doing God's work here at St. David's. I am forever changed and better because of it. I know that our faithful God has been with you in the past, is with you now, and will be with you in the future. And so, friends, I'm going to leave you with my favorite blessing. My dear friends, life is short, and we do not have much time to gladden the hearts of those who make this journey with us. So be swift to love and make haste to be kind. And the blessing of God who made us, who loves us, and who travels with us, be with you now and forever. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.